Welcome to another University of Winnipeg historical moment with your host, Garrett Clark. You are now facing the window of classical learning. This piece is considered to be one of the most remarkable stained glass masterpieces in Western Canada. The window was created by Henry Holliday in London, England in 1893. Holliday was a pre-Raphaelite artist. For those members of the unwashed masses who only have Ninja Turtles on their mind after hearing that, let's get you educated. The Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood was formed in England in 1848. A number of artists wanted to reform art by returning to the abundant detail, intense colors, and complex compositions of the Quattro Centro, Italian and Flemish art. Still confused? Essentially, they thought art had become sloshy or lax in the process of painting. They didn't want anything commonplace or conventional in their art. As you can see in this window, there is nothing commonplace or conventional in the depictions of the people. In the center of this magnificent window sits Theologia, the mythical queen of all learning. Surrounding her is a circle of 11 feminine figures, representing classical learning and Christian virtues. The outer ring is a decorative border of putti, or cherubs, with a water motif. Looking to the upper left-hand corner of the window, you will see the first of the three theological virtues, faith, here personified by a calm female figure whose cross and halo identify her with Christianity. Continuing clockwise around the window, we come to charity, the second of the theological virtues, depicted here as a reclining mother with a daughter and a young baby boy. In the 20th century, people apparently got bored with charity and decided love was more fashionable. Next up on our clockwise tour, hope, the third of the primary theological virtues. We see this personified by a figure with an anchor, the universal Christian symbol for hope. On the bottom right-hand side of the window, we get into the academic domains. Here science holds a cluster of tiny flowers, while art, possibly Orpheus, holds a lute. Near the feet of arts and science, an artist's palette and brushes represent the arts, and a telescope represents science. Right at the bottom, we find another virtue. So what was this business of there only being three virtues? It seems they thought humility was a solid addition as a wise reminder in the university setting, what with all our ego stroking and big heads. The halo identifies the woman as Christian, and she helps her apparently brilliant child to rise, suggesting the modesty of a mother with a talented offspring. They might remind us of Mary and her exceptional son, Jesus. Finishing up our roundabout, we come to the two philosophers. The one on the left holds a scroll that reads, Historia Mundi, History of the World. Now that you have an understanding of the significance and meaning of this spectacular window, take a few moments to read the plaque on the right-hand side of the stairway, and then complete the accompanying questions with your group. I'm Garrett Clark, and this has been a University of Winnipeg historical moment.